everybody. Well, it's Friday night. Friday night that we're on is in October. I don't want to confuse you too much. October 24, 2014. And next month, a month away, it'll be a different day. But anyway, so we're in October still. Remember, a week from this Sunday is the time you change your clocks. Remember to put up a post-it on your refrigerator or something so you're not having troubles with the time. And here we go. Let's clear the numbers here. So 10, 24, 2014. So we'll clear the 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This you can do yourself if you do the it'll chart clearing. That's wonderful to get in there with the letters, names, and numbers. Clear the 24. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the year's date, 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we'll look at situations in your life. Have to pick something that bothered you. So here we go. Let's release that energy from that one particular situation that you're in. And here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll energize the light beams. So here we go. Work with the male one first. Male light beam being energized, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now it's a non-gender. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next is the female light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Anne, we'll turn it over to you and see how the show's going to go tonight.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much, and thanks everyone for being here. Looking forward to the show tonight. If you're a new listener, welcome. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. And just a quick reminder, if you want to communicate directly with Ron about healings or something of a personal nature, you want to email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com. If you want a question or whatever, if you have a request and you want that dealt with on the radio show, then please write to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that's the email account that the co-hosts read and when we plan out our shows. So I just hope that's clear for everyone. And again, welcome. And I just wanted to add to what you said, Ron, when you want to clear numbers or names, nicknames, addresses. The natal barcode, as you said, is a wonderful clearing. But I also think it's terrific to put it those same things in the alien keyword that you have on the website as a free healing. So I feel like it just goes a little bit deeper. What I guess the difference between those two healings is that the natal barcode is getting out things we may have been programmed for our life, and the alien keyword might also, but that also might be things that they just started messing with us with. Is that right, Ron? They're slightly different.
Yeah, the keywords would be what's current right now, and those keywords may not have even been present or connected to you until, you know, more recently, or we'll just say now, where the other one is designed to get rid of you're tracking words and names and numbers that you always see or have used or been identified with. Oh, typically your age would be a key word. You know, every year you get a year older at some point. And so if you're 30 years of age, then you're in the energy of the alien transmissions programs for all the 30-year-olds, okay? And so as you turn 31, you might just get out of that 30-year-old program, and now you're in a 31-year-old program. A completely different set of energies. But he just happened to have a birthday more recently. They may have sensed a change. The next day that they woke up, you know, maybe you had nothing going on for a while. Maybe for some reason, you know, the programming's dropped off of you. A half a week or so to connect to program for your current age to you. So if that's the case, or you felt something happening, you might just want to call in and indicate that, or go to CLS Questions and mention that. As each year, you are running a different program. Major program that changed here was the program that got put in place on the 1st of January, 2013. Programs before that, dealing with the Mayan calendar, all those programs got deleted when it came in place, along with all the clones that were brought here after they did the Dark Side Ascension, December of 2012. Oh, that's happened there. Happened to maybe think that you were abducted during that time, and maybe you're a brand new listener right now, first show that you've listened to. Oh, wow, do you think I was abducted? More than likely the answer would be yes. 90% of the population was abducted. Well, if I was abducted, why am I like the way I am now? You know, I'm still here. That would indicate that the being still here, you're changed into a clone, actually a living clone energy. Actually, they could have changed you out a few times since then, but we're cloned out typically. Now, if you go on the conference calls and the different sessions that we have, automatically your cloned version of you would turn into a manifestation from light. That's what would happen. If you haven't ever been on a conference call or, say, did the intensives on the weekend out of work with people, getting rid of the alien critters, then you probably are still a clone. Well, have a clearing which is clone to light and also alien to light. We have two of those. Feel like you're a clone out there. Don't really won't have any history of the past. Although if you start looking, they will give you a program to show you where you've been and stuff, but it will look different and feel different. So if you happen to relate to 90% of the population and 10% of the population seems weird to you, then you are a clone. Switching that the other way around, humans look at 90% of the population as kind of weird, like strange people. At the workshop that I had in New York, we did that, and it was quite something to have people view and sense the changes or clone and not to be cloned. So we made people real. That was quite interesting. Along with the ones that are real, that are running programs every 10 minutes, switching out a different style of clone body that has a spirit. So the true clone has no spirit. Oh, just back to you.
Well, Ron, thank you. And you answered one question that a longtime listener had, that if he were a clone taken away in the fake ascension in 2012, does he now have his spirit back? And I know that this listener has been at those conferences where you've, you know, taken the clone away and put the spirit back in the body, and also goes on the weekend call. So they're most likely getting, you know, either have or getting their spirit back. Wouldn't that be correct?
Well, their spirit's gone. They just got a new one.
Oh, okay.
Once they took you out, you were in the on the buffet table. Okay, and so you're already gone. Now you're a facsimile of who you were. I'll be, you know, chewed up in the dung pile. So the other part of you that did leave is no longer useful to anything except for the aliens to create out of this gunk a replica that gets put back in here again. It would be a new you, a new body, from the blueprint that you had initially of the cloned replica, and that now was created from light. And they had to put a different spirit in you in order to have body operate with the spirit out of your eyes. Well, you were just recreated. That's kind of the way that goes. Typically, I would think that might have less cellular memory with you, possibly, so you're not dealing with a lot of stuff, unless emotional body that you had and all the other invisible bodies emanated original brand new life form, which is probably what happens with most people. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. That's very interesting. We have another email from someone from Florida. It's interesting to us when, so thank you, people, when you write in and say what state or what country you're from. So this is a person from Florida, Ron. I first found you on YouTube. I watched the clone removal video, and I thought, this is crazy. What the heck? I'll give it a try. I went and laid down to the rest, and the next thing I see is I'm looking at myself laying on a table. Now, I'm going to abbreviate this a little because it's kind of long, but basically she saw herself, her head attached to a metal body, and a robotic body, and she could see where the muscles and tissues were connected to the metal body, and she felt that was her spirit was showing her, this is what you're hooked up to. And in the days afterward, a rash developed around my neck, and sores were coming up around my neck. So this was, you know, she knows her spirit showing her what I was connected to. I don't know if that means she got that removed. I hope that's what that means. I have been doing the healings on the website since and am improving. Thank you for the free healings.
Very good.
Yes, I forgot to mention tonight's paranormal night, so that's what we're, that was a really good topic. Clones.
I'll be doing at the expo in LA. That'll be the first expo, Conscious Life, in February, first weekend, like the 6th, 7th, and 8th, I believe. Cameras out of people's eyes and ears, and I'm in a workshop that will be free. That will enable people to have implants. Yeah,
that's
probably
going to
be on a Saturday when I do that workshop.
Okay, that's the LA one you're talking about, right, Ron?
In Los Angeles, yes. Uh-huh.
Great, great. And, of course, you do a clone clearing at 5:30 p.m. is it? I'm just checking here. Clone is Thursdays. So for $20, if you need to, and that listener might really want to be on this call to go to the clone removal call on Thursday, next Thursday at 5:30. And you can find out all about that.
The clones that are with you and that get replaced every 10 minutes. That's what that one is for. It could take out you know, the clone itself, I think, more than likely, if you're a true clone, that could probably also bring in light codes and a spirit inside of you.
Wonderful. Okay. Okay, this is an interesting question, and you've discussed this before, but it's interesting, and I think this is a fairly new person to CLS. Is there any way I can consult with Ron about what would be the best clearings for me to receive?
Well, not necessarily. Just do the recommended ones.
Right.
After you do those, you know, probably over, I'll just say 30 or 40, start feeling that you're aging. And that's probably because you're having, you know, the barcodes, that barcode's getting attracted to you. What might be one that you had a close call with, death in a sense, we'll call it, then you may want to do that one. But, you know, you have to do the emotional one first. That's the foundation of who you are. That's all of your baggage. So, off and on, who want to work with their particular issue, have to do the emotional one first. Possibly that issue could start to leave you, but you have to have the emotional one. Otherwise, you're just basically wasting your time and your money having the emotional clearing. Right out of the free clearings and the different samples off and on that we do, like you hit your plateau. Well, that's only because you have not went deeper about so you can have these clearings effectively for you. Much and so far, emotional energy body is imprinted into your spirit and into your body. Probably more than 10-15% of a healing.
Right. So, yes, Ron always does say the emotional first, and then it's good to, I feel, you know, I know I did the mental body clearing second. And then I think it becomes clearer, don't you, Ron, once you've cleared out some densities, then you kind of know what you need, and your issues that are still hanging around become clearer to you?
That's what happens, and take advantage of the... that we have, and the next one that you do is price. So I put that up mainly for people who are married or in a partnership, relationship.
Now, I'm sorry, Ron, which healing were you referring to that you put up for people that are in relationships?
Well, it'd be any of them, you know, like the emotional one or the whole lifetime one. This one is half price.
Right.
Partner or whatever for half price, or it could even be one of your parents or something, but normally most people who are listening probably are in relationship with somebody, so you want to do them. Don't do them, and after you get yourself cleared out and you feel better, and they start leaving and you have this stuff cleaned out of you, happened was a lot of women would come to me and say, you know, I want to divorce my husband. I just can't take this any longer. Before, you're both in the same pot of stew, you know. Once one person gets cleaned out and you want to separate from your partner, you want to be where they're living. Toxic to you. That's why we have it for half price. Now, too, if you happen to be, you know, out of a relationship, and you want to hold your spiritual integrity. Right. So, I think most people probably what I recommend is emotional one first. Probably the mental. That's very, very good. And then from there, we'll deal with fear a lot. So, you have a choice. You could be anxious. You could be having fear. So, see which one seems to push your buttons more. Anxiety or fears, and do either one of those. And if you're older, like I said, you know, want to do the death barcode. And if you do the death barcode, that'll probably give you about a third of your energy back at least. I said, send me an email and I can tell you how many you have right now. Barcodes are put onto you at your birth. old saying, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. So the way you get taken away is with your death barcode. It goes off of you, and it takes 2 hours for barcode. So if you had five, it's going to take you 10 hours to go through the complete process. Just find the time to do that. Wonderful afterwards. I wish we had some people calling in about the death barcode. That would be wonderful. Somebody could call in and how they felt. Had any real testimonials for quite a long time on that. First put it up, people are completely amazed. They're looking younger, felt like they lost 20 years in their life. Better, more energy. Action change and everything else. So if we have anybody that's done it more recently, if you could call in and just maybe how it worked for you, that'd be great. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, I remember, being just delighted when you brought that out, and I did it right away as soon as you introduced it, and I feel wonderful. I mean, and every once in a while I do test, and I did get a barcode back on me, so that's another thing. You can get them all off, and a year later, so whatever time later, you can get another one put onto you. And that happened to me, so I went in and redid it.
How did you feel when you had it off?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. It's really, you really feel it. It's like all of a sudden, I guess energy is the best way to say it. You have more energy, and you just feel like you're breathing better and moving better. It's wonderful.
Hey,
okay. So, Ron, could we perhaps do a sample of, maybe the emotional and mental body for people?
Okay, so...
think of an issue.
think of an issue, everybody. One particular issue in your book of emotions, okay? Better, a little more relaxed afterwards. So here we go. Oh, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll take that same issue, how your body's feeling right now. If you look at it, you're going to see it in text and color, but you're not going to have your body responding to it. Like, oh, and it's all right. Like somebody else's movie happened to me, but I have the scene, okay? Detach from that particular situation. Why you're disattached is because the light gives you peace. Same thing now for your same issue. The body is going to keep egging at you about that situation, okay? He wants to torture you all the time. Oh. Body, an issue that you just got released emotionally. Nothing emotionally, but your mind still may not like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Got a caller on. I heard a beep.
Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Guys, hi. I did just do the physical death barcode last night, actually, so I wanted to say my bit about that. And,
wonderful.
I'm actually still doing the emotional stress barcode right now. And,
oh, great.
Yeah, I do. It is great. From say, the greatest things, other than feeling much younger, I'm 20 years old, I remember taking a shower and... experiencing maybe the age of 10 or something. But I guess more than that, it was that I maybe understood life energy more. I felt like I was in death and now I have more life energy, so I feel much more connected to life. It's great.
Did it happen to help you with, you're pretty young, being 20, but you may not have too many aches and pains as older people get. I'm just wondering if you have like better mobility now, or you know, can you stretch further? Or
oh my god, totally.
Totally.
I walked. It took me. I walked this street that I remember some years back with all whatever is going on with me. Would feel like maybe an hour or longer walk. I walked it today, and I get home. I'm like, wow, that felt like one moment, you know, 5 minutes maybe. And I had just feel like limitless energy, you know.
Great, great. That's perfect. O'Neill.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Well, thanks for calling in. And have you done other healings? Just curious.
Yeah, I've done. I'm done all of them up to the Death Barcode and the the chakra. It's the crown chakra, alien core, and disconnect. Doing that one right now as well. I've done a bit. And they're all fantastic. I guess if for a testimonial, I would say that I am, at this point now, after doing so many, most of the recommended, and then more the prosperity empowerment doing, it's just creating so much. That's creating a lot of abundance in my life. And then the other one, spiritual abundance coming from myself, I would say. I'm starting to feel much more centered and like myself. So that's what I would say.
Great.
I think you're probably doing all the free ones. Which one do you like best on the free alien ones? I'm just kind of curious. Your favorite that you do all the time?
Yeah, I love the alien mind fog removal. That one's awesome.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's nice. He's found Creation Lightship at such a young age. He's really lucky. So that emotional clearing felt wonderful, Ron. Thank you. And you were going to, I think, to also do the mental?
Yeah, I did that one, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, you did mental as well? Okay. And hopefully everyone was thinking of the same issue there. Okay, so we'll move on. We have more emails. Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to just check the fast chat. We have a couple of comments on the fast chat tonight. Yes, someone, you can email Ron, and he'll tell you how many death barcodes you have on you. Someone's asking, how do you find out how many you have? A lot of people have only three, right, Ron? And some people have had like 12 and 13 even.
Yeah, and this is good, you know, if you're, let's say that you're middle age, you know, and maybe your parents are, you know, 70. I'm too old to be anymore. Anyway, but maybe they're you know going into the hospital for some type of situation or something. By all means, you know, do that death barcode on them. Help them out immensely because each time you get a barcode on you, you're losing part of your life force. When the last one hits you, that's really activated, that's when you want to get out of here. And well, you can bypass the dying process as long as you want to live. But sometimes as you get them, they start making you want to leave here. So you start getting more misery and pain. If your parents are going in for a situation, operation or something, they don't really want to be here. Do that barcodes and the death barcodes. Maybe they'll get more energy, which will help them heal quicker. Talking about somebody that maybe is 5 operations or something, you know, and dread each one of them or have dreaded it, and, you know, it's not really making them well. Problem that the doctor sees, but time they go downhill a little bit more, well, do that death barcode, get their energy back so they can heal. Kind of it, you know, what it's good for. And you will feel younger. You're in good health, and geez, like the gentleman said, he up 10 years. Oh, it has energy of a 10-year-old being 20. That's look at a 10-year-old. They're running all over the place, you know.
Yeah. And I wonder, Ron, when you're, when you're older and you have some, you know, some of your barcodes have already gone off, basically. Like you've already maybe had some illness or had some kind of accident or something that could have killed you. So you're having two experiences in a way. You're getting something removed from your future, definitely, because you're still here, so they didn't. The last one didn't go off that's going to kill you, definitely. But it's so interesting, like, it's almost two different experiences, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah, uh-huh.
Because you'll bring back so much of your health from past experiences, as well as eliminating any future experiences.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh. And,
yeah,
and a lot
so.
Of, well, you know, they put them on you because the Utes, unwanted universal travelers, the aliens, because they want you to leave here. You know, so that's why probably only live to, you know, 're doing this here and regaining your vitality. The whole thing is, you know, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Are you, oh, geez, my back's going to be hurting me. I don't want to get out of bed or something, you know? You know, that, you know, everybody has situations. Well, do those barcodes. You know, that could have been put onto you. I'm going to put that bad back on you, you know, in a barcode. I don't need you to suffer with this for a long time. Yeah, to then also do timeline crashing on it. Back to
right.
you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, back to clones. I guess that must have been an email. Someone was asking, if I'm a clone and I do the mind-to-heart drop, do I even have a heart down there to drop down into?
Boy. I haven't checked out the energetic anatomy of clones. Probably replicated in the land of darkness, so I would say it would be there. It wouldn't be the same one as light, but it may give you a similar satisfaction, we'll say. I would say very possibly that could be a yes, because you do have to, they are making you out of dung pile, and or they're making a complete clone that might not be out of the dung pile. So it all depends what type of clone you are. Mind to heart drop, you know, very possibly clones already have a still mind because they only have so many programs running. Not affect clone that much, although it all depends who the programmer is. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Hard question to answer because I haven't dissected any clones yet, we'll say, and went into their energetic systems. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Okay, so back to the subject of paranormal activity. This is from a longtime listener. Can Ron please tell me what's been falling on my floor towards the foot of my bed sporadically for the past couple of weeks? There's nothing visible, just a fairly loud noise as something is hitting the wood floor. I guess she's wondering, any idea what that is, and could you clear it?
Uh, don't you cover another question? I'll look at this one here.
Okay. Okay. Since I started a specific clearing, a girl showed up in my life. I felt a specific resonance with her that was neither love nor infatuation, and we were in harmony. Is this the attributes of a twin soul? If so, how might we more align in light? P.S. While doing a spirit retrieval and other clearings, she was also sent to me.
I guess that could be possible. It could be possible. If it is your twin flame energy, it's very rare to have an experience. So, out of her body instantly, not even an effort.
Right. Most people's twin flame or soulmate or whatever aren't here, right, Ron? They're on different planets having different experiences than we are.
Mine should be here, yes. That's probably the person could be dealing with, but your actual other half of you, possibility it could be. Thousand of the twin flames here.
Okay. And it might just be that this person has met someone, you know, who's not got a lot of darkness.
And or it could be a twin flame, or I mean a family member. Also, that would be the best way to look at it. On the other question, it feels like the timeline is kind of falling apart. Timeline crash at the end of your bed. I want to kind of walk slowly. That is, and just see if the energy feels different in that location. Possible that where you are in your bed on one timeline, or is another timeline, and you can walk across it physically, and you might feel a change in energy. Back to you, Anne.
Wow. So does that mean that's a good thing, that a timeline's crashing for this listener?
I don't think it's I don't know if I'd say it's a good thing. It could be going away, or it could be being refabricated.
Okay. I think we have a beep there. Do we have another caller on the line?
You sure do.
Oh, hello. Welcome.
Hey, how are you? This is Richard Murray from Orlando, Florida.
Oh, thank you. That was what I was going to ask. Thanks for calling in, Richard.
I heard the last guy, and you said you wanted to have where we're from.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
I don't think I'm from this planet, okay?
Well, you're an alien.
My best friend and long-term friend. My best friend and long-term friend was with you in New York, Ed McCabe.
Okay,
and,
yes.
For the past 40 years, this is Richard.
Richard.
I'm sure we've sent messages back and forth. How are you, sir?
I'm
saying this with the most
respect.
Very
good, very well.
Good. I have a question, and Ed kind of encouraged me to ask you the question, and I do believe you can answer it. I do an unusual form of sculpture, and I'm the only one in the world that does it. And it everybody likes the work. Not everybody can afford it. You know that. You know what that's all about. But I carve space cities in acrylic, and I have actually had government agencies steal my artwork and take it to Area 51. I have actually had and Ed and I witnessed it ourselves at a seminar where an actual person, that once she lowered her glasses, she had two eyelids, and her eyes were huge. She had a pair of gargoyle sunglasses on. That's the first time anybody saw gargoyle sunglasses. And I've had Al Bielek from the Philadelphia experiment stand in my booth and weep like a child. I had to hold him up. And when he finally told me why he was crying, he said, "These are the cities I saw when I was lost in the vortex of time." I've spent years in the Air Force chasing UFOs as a special forces unit. I've come to this art form, and it's the only thing that gives me peace in my heart when I'm doing this artwork. When I'm creating, I feel like I'm one with creation. And I believe that you're a person of this source of creation that can possibly give me an answer. And I sent a picture along for you to see to if there's any possible way you can tell me where this is. Because everywhere I go, every show I've ever done, everybody who's ever seen my artwork believes that it's real.
On an email to me?
I believe it's real. I believe this exists. Yes, sir, I did.
Okay,
I sent
it
into
my
the show
here.
On the Yahoo if you want me to.
Yeah, let me, I'll go into my email right now here.
And I also know,
you sent it to creationlightship@yahoo.com?
I sent it to, cls@yahoo.com.
The questions, Anne, or did it come to my,
Hi, it must have gone to yours. It's not in questions.
Okay, let me look here.
It has
here.
A subject line question for Ron. I've been asking this question for the past, I'm 61, I've been asking this question for the past 40 years.
I'm trying to find it here. Have your computer up where you could forward it to Creation Lightship?
I can do that.
Yeah, you need to spell it out now. It's not CLS. It's Creation Lightship.
Okay.
At Yahoo.com, is it? Yeah, at Yahoo.com.
I'll get it once you send that there, maybe a minute or two here.
Yeah, I'll do it right now while we're talking.
Yeah, I'd love to look at it right now.
And I'm so intrigued. I am so intrigued. Now, I've been doing all of the free clearings that I have, and the response that I've gotten so far is that everybody that was a pain in the butt to me is now all out of my life.
That's a great byproduct of doing this. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, they seem to all fly away. No one's asking for money. No one's...
Good.
Everybody that thinks they know the truth is all gone.
Now, have you been able to do the emotional clearing yet?
Not yet, ma'am.
Okay.
Not yet. I want to do the lifetime. I want to do the full shebang because I have died once before, and I did go down the light. I went down a tunnel, and I ended up coming up and floating in a room where all of my relatives were in that room, and I was so intrigued with that. But now I'm understanding that very well could be a genetic trap.
Yeah, light of the darkness, Ron would say.
And let me just put it to you this way. When it's time for me to go, I want to take a left and get the hell out of here.
Well, you want to do the death barcodes, too.
Yeah, I'm doing those. I've been on a long conversation with Ed this evening.
Good.
We talk just about every night. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to throw some images out there. Hang on here. Trust me, I'm not into any kind of promotion or anything like that. I just really want to know.
That's going to be great. This intrigues me. I haven't seen him yet. I'm happy to see him.
Yeah.
Excited to see him.
Yeah. Well, I was going to send you a piece.
It's anyway. One of my the greatest excitements that I can... I felt part of a alien ship that, you know, looked like tinfoil that was discovered in... Aztec, New Mexico. Person went on a dig with a bunch of, maybe there's a dozen people there. They're digging stuff up and put the remnants that they found into a location which is going to be in a museum, people to look at. Then they put it behind a vault, but he happened to keep that, and he had it in a little plastic bag, and that was great. Actually, you know, see the size of the ship, how it looked, everything else.
I mean, I've been involved. I lived out in Hollywood for a while and got involved in a lot of things out there, movie-wise. I mean, I've won Academy Awards in film and all this stuff. Nothing gives me the pleasure of what I get from people that that see the imagery. I'm happy because they're happy that they see it. I'm sending you a few of them so you can at least get an idea. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a picture of them blown up into 4 foot by 6 foot. So you're
wanting to know from Ron, just so everyone listening is clear, whether what you've created is a real city.
That's correct. Well, cool. What I want to know is the source of my creation, the source of my creativity. Where is it coming from? I'm sure every single artist out there believes that they are connected and connected to God in some way, because creativity is creation, on and on and on. And sometimes we just need to know. We need to know, how do we stay connected? How do we get connected? How do we... what's the word?
Well, you want to be connected not to God, but only to your own spirit. That's where your creativity is coming from. It's not outside of you.
No, it's inside me. It's my life.
Right.
Okay. I've sent it. It says images. I've sent you several so that you can flip through them. Some are graphics where the pictures have been blown up because they're so small. But I'm just so curious because it's what I love to do. It's all I really care about anymore.
Nothing yet, so I'm
that
waiting here.
And having a connection. Yeah, that and having a connection, a direct one-on-one connection with Creator, without having to go somebody that says, "Thou shall not."
Right.
You know?
Do you have a website that you show your work on, in case some of our listeners are interested?
Right now, we're revamping it, because over the past 35 years, I've been creating my own galaxy that's mapped and tracked on the surface of the planet Earth, where everybody lives that owns a piece of my artwork is given a GPS code, and therefore it'll show up on the map. Their names will not show up. What they call the city will show up, and the shape of it will show up on the star map. I'm just kind of creating my own galaxy and having a little fun while I'm toying around with all the governments of the world here.
Oh, good. Ron, how about it? Pardon?
I haven't received anything yet.
Okay. Can you hold on, Richard? And I'm going to read another email while we're waiting. Okay. We have a nice email from someone that was just at the New York Expo, and it's an interesting one I think people will enjoy hearing. Coming to the New Life Expo reminds me of running a gauntlet. To escape, we need discernment. There are many fortune tellers, healers, and vendors who are trying to sell you their healing methods and paths to enlightenment. Some are extremely knowledgeable, and they may present us with the latest information and amazing new alien technology, which may help us in some way, but what do we get hooked up to consciously or subconsciously? These new age gurus may have good intentions, but they still go around in circles like the rest of us, only with a fancier outfit. Rather than helping to disentangle us from the web of the matrix, we may get stuck even more. It's like asking the spider to free us from its web that it has created for us. We hear the word love so often, and we believe it to be a signature brand for something good and another validation of the real thing, but is it the love based on mind and desire and the resulting dramas, or true heart-centered love that is simply peaceful, not wanting or asking for anything? We can only help the world become a better place when we clear ourselves from the garbage we have accumulated, starting with being in the heart and in the moment. This is our connection to true source, the only true power we should be connected to. The clearings from Creation Lightship work. We just need to be persistent and empty out our trash regularly. thank you so much, Ron, for being here to help us. Blessings.
I agree.
Haven't seen anything come in yet. That's
creationlightship@yahoo.com, right?
Yeah, I got it right up right now. I'm going to inbox and clicking on it.
Sometimes that happens. It might be, you know, like a longer one because of the images or something.
Sure.
Just sent one with one image?
There's one with one image, and then there's like five images on the second one.
Okay, so I should get the first send
then. It just says images.
Yes. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's continue on and bring this up on tomorrow's show. That work
for
you?
That's a good idea. Are you going to be able to listen tomorrow, Richard?
Absolutely.
Well, why don't you just call in again?
I'll get up by then, and we'll take a look at it.
That's a great idea.
You bet.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You got my email address. I want to communicate with you anyway, so thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Forward to everybody.
Great. Oh, is that another caller?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? It's Lisa in New York.
Well, great. Thanks for calling. Go ahead. You're on the air.
So I have two questions. They should be pretty simple. One, my very dear friend, she has access to the corner where she lives across the street from her house, and she has told me that they're aliens causing the accidents. I've never had this alien conversation with her before, but she said that she's convinced that they're aliens. I'm asking Ron if he can take a look to see what's actually causing the accidents on the corner across the street from her house.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is that there's accidents on her corner, a lot of car accidents.
Right.
What I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
That sort of feels pretty correct. That says 80% correct. It feels
okay.
Like they want to get the trauma. More so, they're probably stopping time and doing a physical search on the cars during that accident or something, or just before it, picking out what's inside of the cars and bringing the cars back again. And maybe that's what's causing the accident, because the cars are being down and nobody sees them, and all of a sudden, voila, you're in an accident. I would say that's
okay.
Probably.
Okay. She said she's been taking pictures, and I swear to you, I've never had this alien conversation with this friend ever, because, you know, it's weird to bring up aliens to people who don't, you know. But she said she's taking pictures also, and she says she sees, she has a picture of one that looks like a giant elephant, like a dinosaur looking. So I guess she's right. The next question I have is a friend of mine appears and disappears in frequency, and I'll talk to him, and he will disappear and just like, start talking to me like we spoke yesterday, and we haven't spoken in months, and I don't know where he is or what he's doing. And can you tell me, is he a clone or an alien? Or I'm just getting a feeling that he's not really.
Getting part of the words. I heard about something about a conversation and about a computer and aliens. So what's the connection there? Many things are happening, or?
Yeah, I'm sorry, listener. I mean, caller there, you were really breaking up there, and it was hard for us to hear exactly what you were saying. That last, you were clear in the beginning. Are you still there? Maybe she got cut off.
Maybe the phone lost battery or something.
And I have a question, though, about that corner, Ron. Could her friend or she do something about that? Like, would a space clearing of that area help?
A space clearing could help. Timeline crashes could help. Almost feels like two timelines are there.
Right. So she could, what, timeline crash the, just say, the address and car accidents?
Yes, uh-huh. It does feel like that's like, it's from like a portal. Cars are coming in, off ramp, ending there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's so many accidents, and they are kind of wanting to, in a sense, hit the cars after they've been in the wreck or just before it to see what happens. Might be investigating happens to our cars or the people in accidents, something like that. Kind of weird, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And I hope the caller will get a chance to listen, you know, to what we've been saying, and then, of course, call back in again if she can. Sounds like something may have gone on with her phone there. Okay, well, we got a really nice email, Ron, that I think kind of pertains to the Earth Spirit being here. Hi, update from my neck of the woods here in northern Wisconsin. I just want to say how brilliant the fall colors were this autumn. I have never seen the maple tree leaves so bright red before, along with huge oak leaves and very long pine needles. I have never seen this before. The goldenrod was eye level, many bees enjoying that too. Ferns and foliage were green and abundant. My clothes smell awesome again when I hang them out to dry. It's so nice to have this energy back and view the aura around the trees and the knowledge from creation lightship to do no harm to it, just peace. And thank you. So I think
that's
our...
Yeah, I've been experiencing that a lot lately. I've been very still. It was another one of those particular days. Illness. You had in front of you back and forth like you're trying to push something, you know, in the air, being like a fan. You're going to notice that there's really no resistance to your hand moving. Or before, you probably had resistance, but you may not recognize it, but it's like effortless now as you move around because the energy that used to be here is now getting out of here. So that's sort of
wonderful.
What it is. I still have not that email, so...
You know, I think I heard a beep again, Ron. Maybe that gal has called in again. Do we have a caller on the air?
Yes, I am. It's Claire in New Jersey.
Oh, well, hi. Hi, Claire in New Jersey. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Ron. I'm wondering, do I have another desk barcode?
I do see one of them on you, yes.
Okay, because I can't understand... Why, is there something, someone once told me that you had removed one clearing because there was a reverse effect, and I just seem to get a reverse effect. I can't understand why, with having done like at least half a dozen intensives and done the alien attack half a dozen times at least, and dark side practitioners and all the clearings I've done, this just gets progressively worse. It's way more than I ever had to start with.
Well, the aliens barcode, and you probably feel much better. Some people, unfortunately, have a situation where they kind of attract barcodes and stuff. Most everybody listening probably is not in that situation, but that does happen off and on. One person, one of my experts, asked how many he had, and initially, and he had like a dozen put on him since he did the clearing, and there's no way to know how or why this happens, but they like you more than other people or want you more, so.
And I have a thought,
well,
Ron. Is Claire a very intuitive and a person with her third eye very open, and she's really just more aware of what's going on in the world than the rest of us?
That could be a possibility. Maybe threat to them, and they want to get you out of here because maybe you're seeing too much.
Yeah,
that's a possibility.
He said something about that once before, and I've been told that before as well. But I just can't understand. I thought once or twice it was starting to let up a little, and I really thought maybe it was going to be over, but you know, after a little while. But it's gotten progressively worse. I've got way more stuff than I ever had when I started doing this.
It's not the fact that the Clarins brought it to you. It's the fact that they like you more. So.
Yeah. Well, another thing is I had enough. Well, it seems that everybody
is changing a lot right now, so you may find some relief happening in the next couple of weeks here.
I can hold out. I haven't been able to eat for about 3 days, practically.
I'm very good, but energy.
What's that? I drink, I use the water, and that I don't get as thin as this.
Do you do all of Ron's clearing things out loud, like command your spirit to be in your body and your thoughts in your heart center when you get up? And, okay, and you say it all out loud in your home?
All the time, yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I don't know what to say. And I still have this nasty stuff pouring all over me. I do the sludge and the slime bodies and right in black goo, and I'm supposed to be in quarantine. You know?
Well, you are in quarantine.
Yeah, well, how about, is there anything that could be reversing the effects of the clearing somehow?
Oh, it's just that they like you. Oh, just be
I know you mentioned one.
Have the clearings and that it's helping you. Oh, like I said, the energy is changing, so you may find lightening up in the next maybe couple of weeks or so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I really hope you get some relief soon, Claire. I'm so sorry, but we're getting to the end of the show already. It's already after the hour. I hope that, well, how about if I don't say it that way? I know over the next couple of weeks, as Ron said, you will get some relief. And write to us or call in again and let us know how things are going. But we kind of have to get going now, Ron.
Hey, everybody, let's do the mind of heart drop. Oh, here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Are you guys ready? Here we go. So you may want to do it out loud with me. Say it out loud so you all catch on. This is what I recommend doing maybe half a dozen times a day or more. Start doing this more. At first, it might just be 15 seconds, 20 seconds, half a minute. And as you start doing it, you're going to be more in the moment. Well, when you're more in the moment, it means you're out of time. Out of time, that means that physical appointments and everything else that is, say, clock-related, you might forget something, so get a day planner. About a week, I always count from 10 down to 1. Start people off with that. And after you start doing it, you can, you know, shorten that count if you wish. A lot of people like to feel the energy dropping down. That's why I use 10. So we're going to say it out loud together. I now command my spirit. Take my thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Oh, dropping down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1. Count. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Out loud, dropping down here, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Right now you're out of time. You're still on the timeline, but time is not moving for you. Out of time, and it's next to impossible to have a positive or negative thought because you're out of time with your spirit in your own particular little source energy with your spirit. ice, the only place. Oh. Oh, and good night, everybody. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Go to the Lightship, and I'm blessings, everybody. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, callers. Good night.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everyone. Bye.